That was an embarrassment today, what took place on the football field. It starts with me, and that's where the blame should go. I didn't do a good enough job of getting this football team prepared. I didn't do a good enough job of getting the major critical factors a point to, across to our football team that what it was going to take to win this football game. I have not had a chance to look at the stats yet, but I promise you the stats are fairly even. I think offensively we had a good output. We moved the ball. Defensively, we had to defend some short fields, but I mean, here's the key. We can't have four turnovers in a game, especially on the road against a good football team. We can't allow them to have the returns that they've had and score a touchdown on one of the returns and have a chance to win on the road against a good football team. The average starting field position for their offense as opposed to our offense has got to be off the charts. It's got to be at least plus 35 or 40 yards. So when you look at the critical factors and you look at the game within the game, we didn't deserve to win this football game. And again, it starts with me, and I've got to do a better job of making sure that I get a point across to our team, the critical factors of what it takes to win a football game on the road against a good football team, the defending world champions. Questions?
Joe, it seemed like Thomas Morstead's kickoffs were far shorter than we're used to. Was there
anything? Well, listen, it's outdoors. It's got a little bit of a breeze down there. It was raining. So, I mean, I don't think you expect them to go that far, you know. It's no excuse. The coverage teams have to. And listen, our coverage teams have done an outstanding job all year long. And it's a shame what happened today with our coverage teams. But, hey, listen, that's what they're paid to do. And that's what we're paid to do is cover kicks and cover punts and get the job done. And we didn't do that today.
Was it more of a breakdown on the Saints side or something the Giants were doing it too?
Well, listen, obviously they out executed us, so give them credit.
Weeks, it seems like it's been a steady progression downward. I mean, anything you can see coming off this game for you guys?
All of a sudden, I mean, like I said, our coverage units have done a great job all year long. We're one of the top coverage units in the National Football League. And I think, again, today, I mean, all of a sudden, they return the first kickoff, then the second kickoff for a touchdown. Now we're all stunned, we're in a damage control mode. And you know, the horse is out of the barn. And we got to regroup. Let's just kick the ball off. Coverage guys go cover, and we didn't do that. So,
can you explain the last couple of kickoffs? When they had sky kick,
brother? Yeah, we tried to sky kick it. Fort let our coverage teams get down there. It's a great thought. They fumbled the first one we did. You know, we were in position to maybe get that thing recovered. But Mac had seen enough of the coverage units, and he was going to give our best or give our defense their best chance they had of having some decent field position, and I thought it was a great thought. But we got to get that cleaned up.
Joe, you used the phrase damage control mode. I mean, are you guys just too far out of your comfort zone in these games that you've let it?
No, listen. I don't think that. I don't think that. You know, but when you're losing the way we're losing, you're a fragile football team, and we've got a lot of new guys, a lot of new faces on this football team, and we've got enough guys that are used to winning and doing things the right way. But unfortunately, right now, we don't have enough of them. So all of a sudden, something goes bad, and it's all here we go again. Instead of just setting your jaw and drawing a line in the sand and having some mental toughness to get it done. And again, it all starts with me. I've got to do a better job of that. The average starting point for them today and the average starting point for us was off the charts. They did a great job in the field position, the field position game. And when you're playing a good football team on the road like that, you can't do that.
Since you've been in New Orleans, have you seen a game quite like this one?
I can't say that I have. Now, listen, we've had some heartbreakers that we've played bad on both sides of the ball and teams, but this was a pounding today. This was a pounding.
Could you talk about there at the end of the first half, you've gotten it back to 14-13, and they drive down and get that touchdown. How big a momentum shift was that?
I'll tell you what's disappointing about that is we emphasized to our football team all week long how good Eli was, particularly in the first half of two-minute drills. He was leading the league. And we had a blown coverage in that situation on a switch route. That if you blow a coverage, you're not going to give yourself a chance to compete. And they complete a big ball, it's third down and long, and now we're on our heels again. And we're not doing the things that we have done in the past year to win football games, and we've got to do a better job of it. But we knew the situation we were in, and we knew the quarterback who was under center, executing those situations.
You said it starts with you.
Absolutely.
What is it that you can do to change? What's going on
here? Hey, listen, I promised our football team in the locker room right after this, they're going to get our A game. We're going to coach them as hard as we can, as well as we can, every single time they're here. And, hey, they know as well as we know, we're going to be held accountable for what's on the field on Sunday. I've got to do a better job of making our football team understand the critical factors that you must do on a weekly basis against your opponent to win a football game. You can't turn the ball over. You can't lose the field position game. You've got to be able to protect your quarterback and pressure the other quarterback. You've got to win in the red zone. You've got to win on third down. Now, there's a lot of those things today we did. A lot of those things we did today. I know they had that last long run at the end. We're in a run blitz to try to have a tackle for a loss and knock the ball out. They have a long run. Okay, that happens. That happens. But up to that point, we've done pretty good against the run. But right now, we're not understanding what it takes to win in the National Football League.
Injury-wise, and a lot of guys banged up. Do you have any kind of
help? I don't yet. I haven't had that report yet.
Coach, historically, this team would come out in the third quarter and be strong. Today, they come out turnover, and then the Giants reel off four straight third down conversions. Halftime, were you disappointed with what happened in the third quarter from the team?
I think at halftime we explained very clear to our football team where we were at. All of a sudden you look up and we're down 14-7 to start this game, but we had turned the ball over in our first two possessions and we had given up a kickoff return. So if we just stop shooting ourselves in the foot and play smart football, we're going to have a chance to win. Well, we decided to return a ball that's 8 yards deep in the end zone that we talked about not doing. We give our offense bad field position. The ball's off a receiver's hands. There's a turnover, and here we go. So at some point in time, the coaches on the sideline are trying to put their finger in a dike to stop the bleeding. And it's got to be put on some of the players at some point in time to make sure that we're doing the right things at the right time to win a football game.
Can you see player adjustments when those things start happening in the future?
Yeah. Hey, listen, I love this football team. I love being around these guys. I love coaching them. We've got to do a better job of understanding the critical factors in the game, what it takes to win. Now, is the 1-2 there? Yeah. Are they playing hard? Yeah. Do they practice hard? Absolutely. But it's the little things in this league that are the difference between winning and losing. And right now, we're not doing the little things. And that starts with me. It starts with me as an educator of this game.